1 hour. Just 1 hour and my weekend can begin. Yes! Hello, whole weekend of nothing but slacking off and napping. With a side of munching on unhealthy snacks. Lots and lots of unhealthy snacks. And cider. Lots of cider. With cinnamon. But if I don't get some more customers soon, then that stupid clock will never move. Unlike 99% of the working populace, time does not move for me if I stand around and be lazy. It's literally only been a minute. Why are you so slow, Fayoawa? Oh, okay. Next customers. Finally. Time to put on your best BS smile for the next group of broke college kids with their parents' money. Yes. Welcome, Master, to the cafe. I'm Jay. How many are in your... You? What the hell are you doing here? Never mind what I'm doing here. That's irrelevant. I asked you why you're here. You don't come to places like this. No one from our campus does. And I kind of banked on that when I decided to work here. You heard about a cafe that makes anime character cookies and wanted to check it out. Damn it. I just came out with that 2 days ago. Figures this nerd would investigate it. If I said you were in the wrong place, would you leave and swear never to talk about this? That would require you to believe me. Well, damn it. No, I don't work here. I'm dressed like this for shits and giggles. Of course, I obviously work here, you dumbass. Not all of us get free cash from our parents. Some of us have to actually work for our living and our education. Huh? Why are you shaking like that? What's wrong with you? Are you sick or something? I'm scaring you. You're sorry you made me mad. No. No, you idiot. I'm not mad. I'm just surprised that a rich prick like you would bother coming to this hovel for commoners. You don't think it's a hovel. You think it's cute? So you, like places like this? They're your favorite spots to relax. Chains aren't your thing because of the rowdy, rude crowds and ridiculous prices. I can understand that. But prices shouldn't be a problem for you. Didn't your dad just buy out some company? You don't associate your parents' fortune with your own. I never thought a rich boy like you would say something like that. Yes, sorry, manager. I'm on it. All right, since you're here, I'm assuming you plan to be a customer, right? Right? I'm not yelling. I'm asking you if you're eating or leaving. Now answer, you rich dork! Very good, kind sir. Please, allow me to escort you to your seat. May I interest you in one of our special parfaits, coupled with our house specialty tea or coffee? A very fine choice, master. Would you like any of our sandwiches to accompany them? Well, we have cucumber, tuna, spiced ham, pumpkin. All right, another fine choice, master. I'll put that in and it will be right out. And I swear, if you tell anyone I work here, I will turn you into a lunch special with your blood as a specialty brewed coffee. Understand? Very good, master. I will be back soon. Here you are. Please enjoy. Huh? Did you need something else, Master?
Hmm?
Spit it out already. Look, it's no secret that you're a shy dork, but if you keep playing this shy, meek mouse, I'm not going to come back to your table until you're done. Hmm? You're pointing to one of our services on the menu? Let me see. You want me to sit with you? Are you out of your mind? Why is that girl yelling at a customer?
Is there a manager nearby?
That poor customer. He looks so scared.
Guess that's why she's called the bully maid.
I wouldn't mind her bullying me.
Pardon my poor manners, Master. I would love to join you while you eat. Not a single selfie. Got it, rich nerd? Very good, Master.
This is so stupid.
I can't believe my manager came up with this offer. And worse is how popular it is. Ugh, it has nothing to do with you. It's the offer in general. Do you know how many creeps request this service and start putting their hands where they don't belong? And yet that lech of a manager still keeps it on. I know you won't do something like that. You're nothing like the pervy regulars we get. You're more like the little brother customer that the other maids would head pat, cuddle, maybe tease a little, and just basically fawn over. Knowing you, you'll just get so flustered that they'll find it cute and tease you more. Oh, that's not you at all, huh? Then pray tell, my rich nerd, who are you behind this nerdy visage? A deviant? A masochist? Possibly a sadist? Do you cross-dress or cosplay? Possibly both? You like to bake and draw? I can believe that. You may not think I notice, but you and I do have art and home ec together. You have the highest marks of everyone in both of those classes. A lot of what you make is really impressive too. I still can't believe that you're a student. Well, it's not like I noticed because I was impressed or anything. I only noticed because, well, I was shocked that a rich nerd like you could be skilled at anything. I mean, I always thought that your butlers and maids did everything for you. Only on the weekends during your Saturday streaming sessions. Wait. Hold on. Was that a joke?
Ugh.
It was kind of lame, but maybe a little funny. Good one, nerd. You don't rely on anyone in your home. The maids or your dad's money? Why not? Because you don't want to wind up like your parents and being capable of being independent. Your parents are pretty useless when they have to do things on their own. Huh? Your mom almost burned the living room by turning on a lamp? Wow. That's... wow. I don't have words for that. You don't want to be like them, so you're developing your own skills. And you discovered you want to be an artist and a baker. Huh. You know, that's actually a better reason than I thought. And those sound like great careers. Wish I knew what I wanted to do. Well, I'm more of a gamer slash writer than anything else. If I wasn't working, I would be gaming or writing or something stupid for an author's site right now. I know that's not as impressive as the baking artist, but it fills the void. You think it's cool that I like games and writing? You'd like to see what I write one day? I mean, you know, whatever, I guess I could show you. You know, if I wanted the opinion of some rich, I mean, of some baker. What? What are you laughing at? You say nothing, yet you're in stitches. Talk, or I take your parfait. I do dare. Now talk! You were thinking. Thinking what? Huh? You think I should work at your bakery when you open one? What? Why would I do that? I didn't ask for your charity. Why would I want to work for you? With you. Whatever! Why would I? Because I have a great smile, great customer service, and I look cute in frilly uniforms. Shut up, you baking prick! Service over. Please enjoy the rest of your meal, master. Also, here. It lets you get a free dessert on your next trip. Make sure to use it. Well, technically, I'm only supposed to give them to customers that spend over $200, but I'm willing to make an exception for you. Make sure to give us a good review on Yelp. Thank you for coming, dear masters. We hope to see you again. Finally. I thought they'd never leave. Finally, I can get out of this. Huh? Don't you wave so casually at me, you rich dork. What the hell are you still doing here? Can't you see we're closing? What? Does time mean nothing to a rich, no, baking prick like... Oops. Oh, damn it. I scared him again. Pardon me, dear valued customer, but I am afraid it is time for us to close. So if you would kindly... Huh? 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 You just stayed behind to ask me out? You wanted to... You asked me out? Why? Why are you asking me out? Why would you ask me out? How come? This... Why would I even say yes? You like me? And did you just call me an idiot? You... You... little nerd. You know, if you're going to ask somebody out, you shouldn't whimper like a puppy. Here, this is my number. I don't work tomorrow, and we don't have classes. I might have some free time for you. Yeah, sure. It's a date. I can't wait. You do not get a master as you leave. Now get out of here so I can close up. What a cute little nerd.